It's time for Santa's Mailbag on B107.5. Sponsored by A Slice of the 80s. All the way from the North Pole, here they come. Santa's helper elves to read your letter and deliver them to Santa.
Yay! Hooray! Yippee!
Hi, fellers! Hey, Clyde! Welcome to Santa's Mailbag. As always, I'm Jasper Tinsel. With me, as always, is Sparkle Joy.
Hi!
Oh, and you already heard Clyde today.
Sorry, I was just excited to be back.
Oh, Clyde.
And Buford's with us, too. Hello, everyone.
Don't forget about Robbie the reindeer. We brought him, too.
Hey, Robbie, come over here, boy. Oh, there he is. He was eating some treats that the nice people here at B107.5 left out for him. Mm-hmm. You like those, Robbie? All right, go ahead over there, boy. He's our reindeer in training, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to those letters.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Buford. Letters from A Slice of the 80s. That's where our special mailbox is, Sparkle.
Let's get to our first letter. I have one from Tracy.
Tracy, that's a nice name.
She's 6 years old.
Oh.
And she says, I have been nice. Well, that's good. That's
you have been nice, Tracy. You're right.
You make people very happy when you're nice to other people. So that was your gift to everyone all year long, being nice. But our gift to you, let's see what we can bring you. Well, Tracy just says, please bring me stuff.
Just stuff?
Stuff!
That's easy! We got all kinds of stuff at the North Pole.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll stuff her stockings.
Maybe.
Most importantly, at the very end here, Tracy says, thank you. Well, those are some nice manners, Tracy. Thank you for writing Santa Claus, and us elves will deliver this to the jolly guy himself up north after we get off of the radio here.
That's right.
Merry Christmas, Tracy.
Merry Christmas. We have a letter from Devereaux.
Devereaux?
That's a fun name.
It is. Wow.
Devereaux is 6 years old, and they say this year I've been pretty good.
Pretty good.
Okay. The nicest thing I did this year is I made my mama a Christmas card. That's very sweet.
Oh, I like making Christmas cards myself. I like putting glitter and Elmer's glue on there and making it all sparkly.
The sparkles are my favorite.
Yeah, Clyde, we make a mess.
Can we definitely make a mess with the glitter at home?
What? We have a good time doing it, and it's very creative.
Mm-hmm. Devereaux also says, I hope you and Mrs. Claus and the reindeer have been well. They have.
Oh, yeah.
A few gifts I'm wishing for this Christmas are a scooter.
Ooh.
A unicorn pillow. I love unicorns. And lotions and perfumes. Ooh, that's right up my alley. Devereaux says, have a safe trip on Christmas Eve.
Well, we will. And we'll pass that along to Santa and Mrs. Claus. And I'm sure they'll be glad to hear from you again this year. Merry Christmas. And Ashton writes in, he's 4. And
wow.
I think Ashton had some help with mommy on this one.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit here. All right. But boy, Ashton did a great job doing pictures and everything. Some paintings on the bottom of this. Red and green and brown, and there's even a picture of a rocket ship on here.
That's
see that?
Fancy.
Woo-wee, Ashton. And the letter says, Dear Santa, I would like presents for Christmas. I think we can do that. Okay.
Okay. Definitely handle that.
Ashton would like a toy train set.
Oh, boy, a choo-choo.
That's right, Clyde. Do you think you can work on a toy train set for Ashton?
Boy, can I. Ashton's a great little kid, and I'll be happy to make a toy train set for him.
You're so nice, Clyde.
Well, thanks, fellers.
And the letter continues, it has to be big.
Ooh, a big train set.
The bigger, the better. All right.
The same one at Nana and Nano's house. Okay. And we'll make sure, we'll try to get you the same one, the train that they have.
We'll have to peep in and see if they, what theirs looks like first.
Maybe they have an elf on the shelf. We'll have to check in. I don't know.
Maybe.
I really appreciate you giving me gifts. Could you give me presents, please?
It was very nice to say please, Ashton.
Ashton, I hope you're able to give a gift to someone that you care about, because that's the real spirit of the season,
mm-hmm.
is being nice and giving to others. But yes, we'll make sure you have a very Merry Christmas indeed. We will deliver this letter right to Santa himself.
Santa's so excited for all of the letters that we bring back every night.
We'll be right back and read more letters from the special mailbox at A Slice of the 80s. Next, right here on B107.5 FM. Back in a jiffy. Whee-hee!
Hooray! Yippee! Woo-hoo!
A Slice of the 80s isn't just a regular pizza shop. It's like a whole experience. At A Slice of the 80s, you can celebrate your birthday in the Totally Rad Arcade. And there's a totally new escape room called Escape the 80s, where you and your friends can team up to escape the 80s and the 90s. It's a totally awesome experience and a rad atmosphere with epic food and drinks. And don't forget about the deliveries. A slice of the 80s, totally awesome food at totally 80s prices. Like for sure.
We're back!
Hooray!
With us is our personal friend, Robbie the Reindeer, our reindeer in training. Hello, boy. And by the way, you can hear these shows on demand at WESB.com. You can even write Santa a letter using WESB.com. Who is next here on the letters?
This one's a fancy one. It's still in the envelope.
Whoa, that's a nice green envelope and a picture of Santa Claus. That's our boss.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little sticker on it.
Yeah, and a Santa stamp on the front and a Christmas tree, too.
It's very fancy. This one is from Madeline.
Wow, Madeline, hi. Thanks for writing in.
Mm-hmm. Madeline says, "Dear Santa Claus, for Christmas, I would like a Nintendo Switch. Those are fun."
Oh, boy, I like Nintendo Switches.
It's all the electronics. Clyde's big into the electronics.
Oh, yeah, I like video games and choo-choo trains. So we'll try to get one to you.
Madeline also says, "I would like LOL dolls, a laptop, an exercise bike." Oh, those are fun. You don't go very far, though, but you sure can pedal fast.
Yeah, I don't get it myself. Oh, Buford, a lot of people like to exercise. Well, I think that's for the birds. I think if you're going to pedal, you should go somewhere.
You know you exercise out there chasing around those silly reindeer.
Well, at least I'm going somewhere.
That's true. She would also like colorful kinetic sand. Oh, that's so much fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And she also said a purse pet. And she would like to know how Comet is doing this year, because Comet is her favorite reindeer.
Oh, well, let's ask.
That's because Comet's very fast.
Hey, Robbie, how's Comet doing? Oh, yes. I gotta tell you something. Comet is Robbie's second cousin. They are. They're related. Yeah, Robbie and Comet get along famously, so he'll pass the kind words up to Comet. Comet's doing great.
He's fantastic.
Everybody's doing terrific.
That's Al from Madeline. She says, "Love, Madeline."
Aw. Well, thank you for writing in, and us elves will deliver your letter right to Santa Claus himself. I have one from Emmett. Emmett is 5.
5?
That's right. Yep. It says, "Dear Santa, I have been nice." Well, that's nice, Emmett. I appreciate that, and hopefully you'll keep being nice even after Christmas. And Emmett says, "Please bring me a skateboard."
Ooh, a skateboard.
All right, something with wheels. That's right,
fun.
Buford. Yeah, Buford's all about everything with wheels and all kinds of that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, skateboard. Well, what goes with a skateboard, Buford? What's not mentioned on the letter here? Well, you have to be careful and safe. So you need a helmet and maybe some elbow pads and knee pads so you don't get all scraped up.
Absolutely. Safety is very important.
Indeed. So thank you, Buford. You get on that for Emmett. Okay, I'll get right to it. I'm making a note here, and I'll talk with Santa Claus and see what we can do and bring Emmett some great things for Christmas. Well, thank you, Buford, and thanks, Emmett, for writing in. He says, "Thank you, Santa." Emmett is 5 years old, and thank you so much for writing in, and a great job on your coloring picture on the back of the letter.
Very nice.
Great job. Okay, who is next, Sparkle Joy?
This letter is from Weston.
Weston!
It says, "Dear Santa, my name is Weston, and this is my Christmas list. Number 1, Squishmallows."
Squishmallows?
They're so much fun. They're so squishy.
Squishy!
Specifically, Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack or Zero.
Cool.
I like Jack and Zero, too. Number 2, trophies or medals.
You have to win or earn those.
But we'll see what we can do.
What are you going to do? Are you into sports? Are you into trivia?
Trivia is very, very fun.
Yeah.
And enlightening.
Are you good at spelling? Because you can get a trophy or medals that way, too.
That's right. They would also like cute zebras.
Cute zebras?
Mm-hmm.
Real ones?
All zebras are cute. Even the fluffy little stuffed animal ones.
Okay, because I was going to say, if they want a real one, there might be an issue.
Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to get into the things that Buford over there likes the best.
Oh, good.
They would like Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, and then a remote control car.
Oh, yes. We have many, many, many new ones we're working on this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Blow-up things like inflatables.
Oh, okay, cool.
And monster trucks or Hot Wheel cars.
Oh, boy, Hot Wheels and monster trucks?
Monster trucks.
Vroom, vroom. Now I'm working on it. I'm gonna make myself a note here and all right, cool.
Weston would also like dinos.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs are fun.
Oh, yeah. I like the T-Rex. Roar!
It's all about the Velociraptor.
Oh, T-Rex can squash a Velociraptor.
But Velociraptors have poison.
Oh, well, T-Rex has little arms.
That's right. He can't catch them.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I mean, T-Rex is big with teeth. Roar!
You're so silly, Buford.
So what?
They would also like Mighty Beans and musical Christmas decorations.
Mighty Beans?
Mighty Beans.
Oh, boy. You know what happens when I get my Mighty Beans?
No, not those kind of Mighty Beans. It's a little guy.
It's a magical fruit. What? A little guy.
Not those beans.
Oh, okay. No beans.
It's a toy.
Oh, yeah,
and that
Buford.
Was all from Weston.
Weston, thank you very much for the letter. We'll have to get Buford up to speed on the mighty beans.
Oh, Buford.
I guess I'm just hungry, that's all.
Probably. It's about dinner time. We need to get back home.
That's right. Oh, Robbie's starting to get a little hungry, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Robbie? You get a little bit of nosh? Get something up on the way to the North Pole?
We'll have to stop for some candy cane somewhere along the way.
We'll be going back up to the North Pole, boys and girls, but we'll be back tomorrow after we eat all of our snacks.
That's right.
And we'll be back and reading more of those letters that the boys and girls dropped off at our very special, magical Santa mailbox.
From a slice of the 80s.
We're going to be back tomorrow with Santa Claus.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Robbie, are you ready to go? All right, everybody, up onto the sleigh, and here we go up back to the North Pole. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Let's go.
All right, up and away.
Hooray!